April 6th. That's the date that Palm Drive Hospital will reopen, says Dr. Richard Powers, the longtime physician who was elected to the hospital's governing board of directors earlier this month.
It's a Monday, first Monday there in April, and that's how long they think it'll take to raise the additional money to fund it. They have identified $5 million of the $10 million they think are necessary to run till Medicare will begin paying us for the first several months. We'll be doing work and paying salaries and supplies without reimbursement from Medicare, which will retroactively get paid once it's an accredited facility.
And Powers anticipates the new Palm Drive will be very similar to what it was before.
It'll be a full-service hospital. I've been very committed to keeping our emergency room. I use it every day for my practice, and the emergency room is the community's greatest wish and need, but it'll have ICU and medical surgical care, and the new part of it will be several specialists who will be housed within the hospital.
A little more than a month after the election, Powers and former Sebastopol Police Officer Dennis Colthurst will join the hospital board of directors at the regular meeting in December. Powers foresees that board having a closer working relationship with the separate Palm Drive Foundation, which is raising funds to enable the reopening.
The model proposed by the foundation won't go bankrupt, and the biggest difference is that the people watching the business will be business successful people like John Belletto and Mary Edwards and several others who will be very actively involved if things aren't going the right way and they're losing money and sinking down. There'll be action taken. It won't be just, gee, there's nothing we can do.
And yes, that is a criticism of the outgoing hospital board.
Nobody, physician or community member, was told that that hospital is going to close. They announced they were closing it and did so immediately. Twice before, the community has saved that hospital and would have done so again given an opportunity. But the consultants that were brought in pushed the pieces of the puzzle all around within the hospital walls and said, there is no way this hospital can be financially viable. You have to close it. And they were bankrupt, but they could have taken a different course. And if I were then involved, I would have said, listen, this community won't let this hospital go. You need to ask the people who are able to help you solve this problem. And that was not done.
These days, those asks are being made by the Palm Drive Foundation, which Power says is halfway to a $10 million fundraising goal. But questions about the details of the foundation's projected budget for the hospital reopening are still awaiting answers by both bankruptcy creditors and prospective supporters.
To get a pledge requires that they believe in the process, requires that the foundation's plan is further detailed financially before anyone wants to invest money in something that's not going to succeed. That's really a big issue. And as a board member, I wouldn't want to say, yes, go ahead until it was convincing that the numbers will work. I think the idea is great, but the numbers are still being developed.
In the 4 months between now and April, Palm Drive must also satisfy a bankruptcy judge, make some modest repairs and upgrades to the facility, and renew its accreditation with the state. That's a lot to accomplish, but with the detailed budget finally in place, Powers is confident that it can be done.
I think by the end of the year, it'll be convincing that it's viable and it's realistic. And as long as they can raise the money, that'll be the last hurdle.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.